Welcome to the Brave Parenting Podcast, an examination of the Bible and how parents can apply God's word to raising kids in a culture saturated with media and technology. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Brave Parenting Podcast. I am your host, Kelly Newcomb. Super excited to cover all of this information with you today. So here's what we're doing. We're going to be talking about Bible-based entertainment for kids. Today, we will have part one covering the popular Christian media streaming services that are available. And then next week in part two, I will cover the popular Bible-based apps for kids. So I'm going to give you the overview of each, just kind of give you the general gist and if there's any overt concerns with them. And then we'll consider just Christian entertainment as a whole biblically and examine how scripture guides us to rightfully discern what kind of Christian entertainment will be allowed in our home. So, sound good? Okay, so we're going to start with the Christian streaming services. The first one we're going to talk about is Minnow. Minnow is a subscription-based streaming platform for both Bible and faith-based children's entertainment. Minnow's website claims they are, quote, the leading voice around the globe for using media to spark kids' imagination and curiosity around God and the Bible. Their platform feels very much like Netflix as far as aesthetics and functionality. They have a lot long-form episodes and movies as well as short videos. Some of the short videos, I will say, are so short they feel like TikTok, running only 2 to 3 minutes. Overall, the content is good. Some of it is shallow, but for the most part, nothing, say, heretical. We have written, actually, a Brave Parenting Guide to Minnow. You can go check that out at our website. I'll have the link in the show notes. And that details a little bit more because Minnow is probably the most popular one out there right now. There is a 7-day free trial for Minnow, and then it is $8.99 a month or $70 a year for a subscription to that. And of course, it's available to stream through all of the major platforms. Actually, I think almost all of these that we're going to talk about today. You can do it through Apple TV, Roku, you can stream it on whatever device that you want. All right, the next one we're going to talk about is Yippee TV. That's Yippee.tv. This is also a subscription-based platform. It's been said that if Minnow is the Christian Netflix, then Yippee is more like Christian YouTube or YouTube Kids. It's different from Minnow because it has just that more YouTube-style content like Minecraft, Bible builds, and like funny animal videos and vlogs, really of every sort, both by teenagers and adults. And just like YouTube, their videos keep running after the last one is finished. This infamous autoplay feature that rules the attention economy, definitely we don't love that, but it is what it is. There isn't as much specifically Christian Bible-based content, I would say, like Minnow has, but they do claim that all of their content is vetted and approved by Christians. They too offer a 7-day trial. And after that, they are a little cheaper than Minnow, $7.99 a month or $50 a year. Okay, next is PureFlix. This, again, another streaming subscription-based platform, so you do have to pay for the service. It offers a wide variety of movies and documentaries and some animated cartoons for kids. The content isn't always specifically, I would say, biblical, but it's definitely conservative and moral. I saw a lot of the Christian movies that sort of make it to the movie theaters there on this platform, as well as a lot of the sort of Christmas Hallmark-like romance movies that are wholesome. Some of the kids' cartoons do teach about Jesus in the Bible, but there are also cartoons like Bob the Builder and Inspector Gadget that were also available on PureFlix, which compared to some cartoons these days, those are actually pretty benign, I would say, probably okay for kids. In general, I think this is a great option, especially for a little bit older kids, kind of in those middle years between young elementary and middle school. Their platform offers a free day, 7-day free trial. And then after that, it is $9.99 a month for the regular subscription, or it's $14.99 for premium. And then it gives you some extra premium content. All right. The next one I found, and I had never heard of this one before. I found it on a Google search when I searched Christian streaming services. And this is Tween Extreme. And so it's spelled T-W-E-E-N and then a capital X and then stream, S-T-R-E-A-M. Tween Extreme. So this website says, their tagline says, quote, spoil your kids with top Christian entertainment. So I was already a little bit on guard. That was a little concerning. I don't love this idea of spoiling your kids with entertainment. But the website claims to be committed to entertainment-based content on the Word of God. It contains no ads. And of course, they say that they are parent approved. It too is only available with a subscription. Interestingly, the content and the company, everything originates in South Africa. One of their four webpage navigation links, you know, on it, it says, become a shining star. So as I investigated this, what does that really mean? So they actually recruit young talent to star in their videos. And they say, quote, do you dream of ministering to kids all across the world? And so they recruit these, quote, talented singers and actors ages 10 to 15. You have to live in South Africa, who can then share their faith through worldwide performances, TV shows, and more. Personally, I kind of thought like the videos looked kind of low quality and very homemade YouTube-like. And again, maybe it's just because of the nature of it. Nothing was like overtly wrong biblically, but I would definitely not say that this is a platform that is going to spiritually enrich. It's definitely more entertainment that just is more talking about God. I actually couldn't help but feel like it just glorified fame, like childhood fame, more than God. The 7-day trial, of course, is free. And then after that, it is $5.99 a month or $60 a year. The next one is Faith Life TV. Faith Life TV. This platform really has a robust content for all ages and mostly adults, I'm going to say, but does have a kids filter that's available to sort of narrow down the choices of shows, of which the choices are not bad. Now, it's not that the adult videos at all are inappropriate for kids, especially older kids, but I just think a lot of it may be over their heads. Frankly, I think this type of entertainment is great for teenagers. There was a lot of fabulous looking documentaries, especially for homeschool families. I personally saw a documentary on Charles Spurgeon that I thought would be excellent. Because listen, like entertainment for kids doesn't have to be raunchy or obscene, right? If you train your children to be entertained by documentaries, that can be their default. If you train them to be entertained by video games or apps, that too will become their default. So a lot of the content on there was free, which I thought was fantastic. Now there is a subscription required to access some of their plus content, and that subscription costs $14.99 a month. But they do give you a 90-day trial, which I thought was also fantastic. Some of the plus content, for example, parents, for you, this is great. I thought there was a lot of Logos Bible classes. Logos is the Bible software, probably the ultimate Bible software that exists on the market. And they have tons of classes, like I would say master's level type of Bible classes that you can learn that looked fantastic. So if you're thinking only $14.99 a month, I'll tell you that it is cheaper than taking actual master's classes, and you can kind of do that on demand. I also saw a lot of Bible studies on there, some featured films. There was even a section on sports that had like many videos of professional athletes who are also believers kind of giving their testimony. There's really a lot to choose from. So I did like this Faith Life TV as a great option, especially for older kids. Another option that I found while in this search is Faith Channel. So I found this in my Google search. I had never heard of this. According to their website, they are a new streaming media platform focused on bringing you entertaining, educational, and uplifting content from around the world. They say their goal is to provide their viewers with safe, family-friendly environment to watch great movies, film, documentaries, shows, kids content, and more. So the most awesome part about this website is everything is completely free. And it doesn't even require you to set up an account or give them your email to start watching content. Now, they do have some ads before your shows, you know, but they're skippable, kind of like on YouTube after 8 to 10 seconds or whatever. And they are also Christian-based ads. So that's not necessarily the worst. They have a good mix of content from movies, short films. I saw stand-up comedy, they had Bible study, preaching, teaching. And of course, they did have kids content such as cartoons. I will say they didn't have a ton of kids content compared to other platforms. But again, you're not paying for anything on this. So it's a great option to keep in your back pocket. That's Faith Channel. All right. And then another one that I found in my Google search is Redeem TV. Now, Redeem TV is a donor-supported, ad-free streaming service, again, with no fees. So great, great option. They offer an ever-growing library, they say, of over 1,500 quality dramas, documentaries, animated features, children's favorite, some episodic series, Bible studies, and that they add new content every week. So I have to say, they did have a really robust amount of content. Their Kids Corner had a lot of great options, I thought, including the Pilgrim's Progress film, which I happen to love. I actually saw a lot of crossover content from Minnow that is also available on Minnow on this platform. So for it being free, great, great option. They also had a lot of excellent documentaries that, again, I think I'm going to check out in the future. If you have to catch on to this, I really love documentaries. I almost never watch dramas. If I'm going to sit in front of the screen, I feel like I have to learn something. And so I was definitely loving both the Faith Channel and the Redeem TV option for being completely free and offering all of these great documentaries. So what I also thought was interesting is they have a live TV option. So I thought it was kind of cool because you can click on that. So it's essentially like kind of like what it was when we were kids. You would just turn the TV on and whatever was on that station would be playing. And so they've got whatever streaming content always happening. You click on this live TV and then maybe you start watching a movie right in the middle. But so there is that as well. You do have to set up an account with Redeem TV, but again, it is free. So really all you're giving them is your email. And then the final one that I had found is Up Faith and Family. Up Faith and Family. This streaming service is very much like all the others in its family-friendly content. They do have all the series of The Heartland, which in full confession, I didn't even know what this was, but apparently it's a big conservative kind of Christian show. So I think it's got like 17, 18 seasons or something. It also has The Chosen on there. I don't know if they had every season of The Chosen, but if you're a fan of that show, that's also available there. Now, what they did not have is a designated kids section or cartoons, but I did not find anything that was rated higher than PG. But nevertheless, I would say this streaming service works best probably for young adolescents, like maybe 9 or over. There were a lot of those Christmas Christian movies, you know, the kind of Hallmark movies. But if you're undiscerning in your Christmas love stories, if you really love it, no matter what the acting is, this might be a great option for you. Now, the platform offers a free, no contract or commitment, right? You don't have to even give them your email, 7-day trial. Then after that, it's $5.99 a month or $53.99 a year. So some of them are free. As you can tell, most of them, they range between either $5.99 or $14.99 a month, which does add up for a family on a budget. Those are important things to consider. So let me just give you, I would say, general overall Brave Parenting recommendation for parents. I really do love Faith Life TV. I love that you get a free 90-day trial and that they do have a lot of free content. Again, I know we're evaluating this for kids, but for parents, I think, just telling you, Faith Life TV, I think, is great if you just want to enhance some of your biblical knowledge. Like I said, the classes that they offered from Logos looked fantastic. The documentaries, all of those were really great. I think that the free options found on Faith Channel and Redeem TV are really, really great for any family that's on a budget but does want to maybe engage in some family time watching a movie or a documentary or letting their children watch a Christian-based or Bible-based type of movie. This is great, again, because it's free and you don't necessarily have to do it on a tablet. You can stream these if you have a Roku or a Amazon Fire Stick or a Apple TV. You can use all of those to watch it on a regular TV. And of course, we always recommend this type of content being watched on a bigger screen where more people can be involved than the private screen of a tablet or a phone. Now, of all the streaming services, specifically for kids, I would say under the age of like 9 or 10, I believe that when Minnow is utilized prudently and moderately, it is the best option for parents who want to allow entertainment and wish that entertainment is reinforcing biblical lessons taught throughout everyday life. Now, for cost, yes, it is, you know, maybe $10 a month or $70 a year. If you can't afford that, I think any of these options can be good, but the key is to use it prudently and moderately to co-view as much as possible, because even though this content may be family-friendly, it may be conservative, it may be Bible-based in some regards, they may talk about God, you may still want to view it because there could be things that just go against maybe some of your family's values, or just because it can also create conversation between you and your child through that and generate good discussion about morals, values, and just the problems that were presented in the show and how the characters solve them. As I say in my Brave Parenting Guide to Minnow that is on the website, I do have some serious concerns about some of the fast-paced TikTok-like nonsensical humor that some of the shows have, which is why I'm saying preview some of this content. For children over 5, I think that the Minnow is really good. I definitely like it because it emphasizes more Christian values and Bible-based content than emphasizing, say, YouTube type of fame, which is what Yippee sort of had. I honestly did not like Yippee very much at all because it had that YouTube feel. I don't think that YouTube is good or healthy for children, especially because it's too often watched unsupervised. That autoplay feature, which again, Yippee also has, gives children a cognitive overload and can lead to addictive viewing habits. And just the fact that they have like everyday real vloggers on the site that you can equally find on YouTube. So these people have YouTube channels, and then Yippee is also paying to have, you know, them, I guess, to have their content available on Yippee as well. I don't know, this type of reality TV, you want to call it that, to me is very concerning. It's a very slippery slope with vlogging fame, and especially with well-intentional families who kind of want to present Christian values, because they can fall from grace so quickly under that fame. Maybe you've seen the news that YouTube family vlogger Ruby Frank is her name. She had like 2.5 million subscribers on her YouTube channel, a Mormon family. And then earlier this year, I think February 2024, she was convicted of 4 counts of aggravated child abuse and faces up to 30 years in prison. So fame and fortune, as we know, it changes a person. And so having 2.5 million people watching every move you make as you video your life and then put it out on YouTube, that kind of like reality TV is not something we should want our children to desire. And more than that, we definitely don't want them to envy that through this sort of voyeurism of watching their life happen through these vlogs. I think that it gives this sense that kids can, you know, kind of envy their life, and why doesn't our family look like that? Or they think, why can't we, you know, video our lives and become YouTube famous? And so that just creates a real disconnect, I think, between children's faith and this entertainment. So on that note, let's consider these Bible-based streaming entertainment in the light of Scripture. First, I just want to say, I think we can be thankful, very, very thankful, for the people and the companies who are endeavoring to bring Christian entertainment content into the mainstream of these platforms. If there wasn't men and women out there who cared about family values, who cared about Christian content and the kingdom of God, and loving the body of Christ and their neighbors enough to do this work and for these platforms that offer it for free, ultimately we'd all be left with just the secular garbage entertainment that's out there, like SpongeBob and I don't know, everything else, horror movies. And so I think that it's important to recognize that I'm just very thankful that there are people who are trying to get this content out there. Second, to think theologically about media entertainment we really need to consider the power that media has in our lives. It has tremendous influence over our lives and how we live. Just think about how the power media has to lead us to such superficial engagement. And modern streaming services encourage this sort of passive consumption rather than active engagement. Now, next week, I'm going to talk about Bible-based apps. And yes, that can be considered active engagement, but that still has its own concerns. But passive consumption of entertainment isn't just this neutral thing. Like, adults are spending 7 hours on a screen that's non-work related per day. That's the most recent statistic, 7 hours and 3 minutes. Like 2 hours and 24 minutes of that is on social media, and 3 hours and some change is on streaming television type of content. So that's big. So that's a lot. It has a lot of power over our lives. So what we're watching is definitely going to influence what we're thinking and how we think about the world. Modern media also has the power, as we just talked about, like to create this entertainment dependency. I mean, if we're watching 3 hours a day on average, there is a level of dependency there. And the entertainment content can become like this coping mechanism, right? No longer is it, oh, you know, guys, it's raining today. Well, I guess we'll, you know, play some board games and find some movies to watch because, you know, we can't go outside and play. Now, entertaining media content is the everyday norm, regardless of the weather. Even if it's a beautiful 70 degrees and sunny outside, it's still like, well, I've got to watch my shows. And anytime there's maybe a feeling of discomfort, you're tired, you're bored, you know, I want to watch something. If you're sad, let me scroll something. If you're lonely, mad, annoyed, you're in pain, whatever, right? Let's play something to distract ourselves. The screen and entertainment has become such a coping tool, and that builds dependency, especially when it starts at young ages. And scripture, you know, informs us that we are not to be dependent on anything in the world other, you know, than God, who supplies every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. And I love how the Apostle Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 12:10. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. But we are not content with anything these days. You know, the entertainment that we have just become so reliant upon gives us this escape from reality, this escape from our humanness, from our weaknesses, from the insults and hardships and persecution and calamities that come at us in the world. It has become our coping mechanism. I think that media also has the really uncanny power to build a consumer mindset. And I know you know this too. But if you could just consider how that can impact children in the long run, all of this entertainment and streaming media is available all of the time, everywhere you go with little effort. That is not how it was when we grew up. The television was one stationary entity inside the house. You did not take it with you in the car. You did not take it with you to the grocery store or to school, where, you know, wherever you went. It did not happen. You only had a certain level and certain time that you could engage with it. And I know you know this, media also has the uncanny power to build a consumer mindset. Just consider how that can impact children at a young age who are learning this. See, we as adults have grown into this technology revolution where all of a sudden we carry around an entertaining device in our back pocket. But when we were young, the television was one stationary entity inside the house. It did not move. It did not leave that space. So when you left the house for whatever reason, it did not come with you. You did not bring your entertainment with you. But kids nowadays don't know that. And so when you have all of this entertainment, media, content available all the time, everywhere you go, with little effort, it just begins this consumer. I'm going to consume all of the time mindset. And then, of course, that consumer mindset crosses over into so many other things. But the Christian faith and biblical teaching is not just something to be consumed like this. A lot of this media content is giving us. It is something to be lived out, right? The Christian faith is to be lived out. So it's not just about taking in these Bible stories or an entertaining story that they just happen to talk about God and have Christian values, that actually has to do something to us. There should be a transformation of information when we get that information so that we live differently. See, that's what studying scripture does. But watching a movie that just happens to be based on Christian values is not going to do that same type of transformation, which is why we really, really need balance so that we're not just consumers of the Bible, right? James says, don't just merely listen to the word, do what it says. And so that's what we need to be. We need not just be consuming, but we need to be living out our faith. I think another aspect I really want to point out is regarding the portion of streaming content for kids and just the shallowness of it. And it kind of, again, it kind of highlights just the fact that when you're consuming so much, if it's all shallow, then they're not really gaining anything. I think in this regard, parents need to be very discerning. It's just easy to justify like the shallow content, you know, as necessary because, you know, kids are just not going to be able to understand anything deeper. But I really want to challenge that idea. I think kids can understand deeper content. Kids can understand the truth of scripture. I think the whole children's ministry as entertainment and maybe even just church childcare, that's a modern construction of the church. That did not used to be how the church was. Like 50 years ago, all children sat in the same service as their parents. Before there was ever an early reader Bible or, you know, Christian cartoons and media content, families read and learned from the same version of scripture. They sat down and read scripture together. That was their like evening entertainment. So before streaming services became so easy and convenient on every device, you would have a father reading scripture to his children. That's how they learned. That's discipleship, right? That is discipleship. And, you know, children back then didn't walk away from the faith like they do now. If you just look at it over history, they were much more likely to carry on the faith that they had learned from their parents when they learned it in that sense. So I'm not, you know, decrying all children's biblical content. I think that it is in some regards better than, of course, a lot of other content. But I think that's kind of the wrong question to ask and to be justifying that use of this content. I'm just saying, I think our kids are capable of understanding more scripture and more depth than we give them credit for. It just doesn't need to be cartoonified or gamified to make it relevant to them. And I think that the last and maybe possibly most important note I can leave us on, especially for busy parents who have just those great intentions and they really want to raise their children to know and love the Lord, but they're busy. And I think they can easily be deceived into allowing this Bible-based entertainment to disciple their children. Especially when children, you know, they watch this content and then they regurgitate some of the Bible story. You hear your children repeat the names of these Bible figures that they learned in the video they watched. And you think, oh, that's so great, right? They're learning scripture. This is good. Like they're learning these Bible characters. But I just want to make the point. This is not discipleship. Discipleship must be life on life. It is like it was generations ago where the father read scripture as the evening entertainment. I'm not saying you have to go back to that, but I'm just saying that these shows are not discipleship. They are hopefully, if anything, maybe reinforcing some concepts that they are learning already through your discipleship. But again, it must be life on life, not life to screen. Jesus did not abdicate his teaching to the 12 apostles to a handbook or a video series, right? I know those didn't necessarily exist, but like honestly, like he did not abdicate anything. He lived with them doing life for 3 years. He could have, because he's God, supernaturally given these 12 men all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom with one spoken word. He could have just given it to them supernaturally, but he didn't, right? He spent 3 years and, you know, living alongside of them, enduring their ignorance, enduring their impulsivity, enduring their unbelief. And it was this relationship that created the foundation for their belief and their apostleship and their authority of leading the first church after Christ had ascended to heaven and the early church began. So our discipleship as parents, it is the foundation for our children's faith when they come into their own, you know, as young adults. Streaming entertainment can never do what God has intended and prepared for us to do with our children. It can absolutely be a supplement, and there is nothing wrong with entertainment in general. It is a common grace, a good gift from God. Maybe it's for those rainy days. Maybe it's for 30 minutes a day because you're just trying to get them used to balancing screen time and having limited amounts. Maybe it is that. But I just really implore you to not permit this to be the only Bible-based teaching in your home. Between church on Sundays and these Bible-based streaming services, that cannot equate to discipleship. They need to be hearing God's word come from your mouth to know how important it is to you and how you apply it to life. And when they do wrong or they get in trouble, you need to go to God's word and teach them how God wants us to act, to behave, to honor him, to bring glory to him. That is how we disciple. So, and I would also, I guess I'll just add this. I had an interesting time raising my own kids, and now they're all adults. And I look back on entertainment, and I definitely did not know what I know now back when I first adopted my first two kids in 2007. We allowed all kinds of like Disney channels and things like that. And I kind of look back with some of regret of what we allowed. I definitely got wiser as the years went on, and we definitely limited entertainment, content, television, screen time, all of that significantly over the years. But now that I have a chance to help raise my six-year-old granddaughter, I see what sort of imaginative play that she is able to engage in because she has zero access to any screen or media content when she is at our house. I realize, wow, that screen time, that television time, it was never as necessary as I thought it was, right? It's just convenient. Because if it's not an option, children blossom and their imaginative play just comes to life. And so I want to encourage anybody that's kind of in this place, and you maybe know that your screens are just convenient, but you just don't know how to break from it. Doing that work of breaking from it and weaning your kids kind of off of that and going maybe all week during the school week with no screen time, you know, after homework, after sports, it's just free imaginative play, whether it's outside, whether it's with Legos, you know, whatever that is. But to try and just get back to that, it is such a blessing, and it is amazing to see what our young kids are capable of, that they don't need to be entertained by a screen. Convenience, I think, is quickly becoming Satan's greatest tactic to lure God's people into a slothful and passive faith that is not being handed down to the next generation. Entertainment and the convenience of it is destroying the faith of many. And so I'll leave it at that. But I will say, finally, that here at Brave Parenting, our recommendation is always to just wait and limit. Wait as long as you can before you introduce any of these streaming services, and limit their time and access to these streaming services once you do introduce them. I understand if you're paying $8.99 a month, maybe you feel like you need to get your money's worth, but don't take that mindset. Don't try and get your money's worth out of your $8.99. If so, cancel it. You'd just be better off just canceling it and using some of the free ones, because it actually would be better that they only maybe watch 30 minutes a week of that, even if you have that available and you're paying for it. Otherwise, just don't pay for it. That's an option too. And as much as possible, co-view, engage in conversation, ask questions, teach your children about what's happening in that so that you know that they're understanding how to look at a fictional story or a drama story or a biblical story and make sure that it's, you know, correct and that they're understanding it appropriately. That can be discipleship. That can be how you are reinforcing true biblical concepts, is when you co-view this Bible cartoon or whatever it is with your children. That is what transforms the entertainment into the discipleship opportunity. So, okay, friends, I hope you gained a lot out of that. And I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. I'll also be putting up soon this as a blog post on braveparenting.net. So if you want to check it out there. Next week, we'll be diving into the Bible-based apps for kids. We'll cover the most popular that we research and test it and give you some more biblical perspective on how to view Bible-based entertainment for kids through the lens of scripture. So we would love for you to share this podcast with a friend. Leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps other parents find our content. We appreciate that. So thank you so much for listening, friends. And until next week, go and be brave.